West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, bond has been denied for an 18-year-old Carroll County man charged with rape, battery, and aggravated assault following the initial investigation by the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. According to the investigating deputy, he responded to Tanner Medical and met up with the victim of a sexual assault incident. The victim disclosed that she had gone with Jacob Tarty Hutchison to an address on Bar J Road in Temple, where he took her phone and became angry at what he had viewed on the phone. Hutchison allegedly slapped the victim across the face, began punching her legs, and attempting to choke her. The victim disclosed that the offender then raped her. After the altercation, the victim says she was picked up and taken home, where she told her mother the incident that had happened. Additional court records show that Hutchison, when he was 15 years old, was charged with aggravated assault in 2022 after he was accused of using a lighter and some type of flammable spray as a homemade blowtorch and sprayed the flame towards a victim's face while he had her in a closet against her will. That incident was allegedly captured on video through a FaceTime call. That case remains open in juvenile court. The investigative panel of the Judicial Qualifications Commission of Georgia releasing a little bit of insight into the reason for their investigation into now former Harrelson County Chief Magistrate Jason Blackman. According to case documents, the investigative panel found reasonable cause to believe that Judge Blackman violated the Code of Judicial Conduct by failing to promote public confidence in the independence and impartiality of the judiciary, which included initiating, permitting, and considering ex parte communications. Ex parte refers to communications on one side only or by or for one party. Blackman's resignation was accepted by the state on February the 5th. Meanwhile, Heard County's chief magistrate resigned last week, also under investigation by the JQC. The JQC report on Judge Brenda Jennings reveals she was accused of routinely failing to be at court, using staff to transport her to and from personal errands during workdays, arranging for tenants of her personal rental properties to make payments at court through staff, and failing to report extra income. She also allegedly used profane language in court, engaged in prohibited communications about cases, and failed to be dignified and courteous with a litigant. Both Blackman and Jennings won re-election campaigns to four-year terms in 2024. And the Friends of the Whitesburg Public Library Bookstore, Harvey's House of Books, is celebrating its 14th anniversary in its current location Tuesday through Saturday of this week with a half-price sale on adult hardback books. The store at 1140 Main Street in Whitesburg offers 20,000 books, movies, music, and magazines. All sales benefit the Whitesburg Public Library. I'm Colin Worthington.